Now, a new survey using the Herschel Space Observatory, DEBRIS, hopes to characterise the asteroid dust found around other stars. Dr. Bruce Sibthorpe from the UK Astronomy Technology Centre.
Well, the DEBRIS project is called a key programme, one of the large programmes that's being performed with the Herschel Space Telescope. It's a far-infrared telescope. And what we're looking at is the debris, or the resultant dust that is created when asteroids and comets collide with each other around other stars. So similar to how the asteroid belt in our own solar system, these belts exist in many systems. Or I was going about to say all systems, but this is one of the things we're trying to look into. We're trying to figure out how common these are. And what happens is when these asteroids hit each other, it produces lots of small bits of dust, which is relatively cold. And we can see this cold dust. And it also gets influenced by planets. So if there's a planet nearby, the dust can fall into what's called a resonant trapping, which means that that dust is clumpy and lies ahead of the planet or behind the planet due to gravitational balances. And we can see these markers and therefore try and infer what's going on in the system, planets, other things like that. So that's the aim. These sort of sources have been seen before, but generally it's like a one-off source. You see one, you study it in a lot of detail. We're doing a really unbiased survey to try and get an idea of the evolution of these sources, and it's really a sort of holistic approach to the field.
How can you tell the difference between bits of dust left over from asteroid collisions and, say, cool gas or dust that was there regardless of the asteroids?
Oh, that's a good question. What happens is any dust that originally exists, which is normally referred to as primordial, and that's dust which is around when the star formed and created the planets, that dust is actually destroyed on a very short timescale. You get these sort of drag forces which act within the solar system, and they mean that the dust particles are drawn into the star. Alternatively, if they're quite small particles, they get blown out by radiation pressure, so the star's light literally pushes them straight out of the system. So anything that we do see there, and bear in mind these are generally older stars, they're sort of more like the Earth's age rather than really young stars. So any dust we do see has to have been generated recently because it's on its way to being destroyed already.
And what can we learn about a system just looking at this dust?
We can learn about what the state of the system is now. For instance, we can map out using multiple wavelengths, so it's different bands of the from the same system, and we can use that to try and identify gaps in any disk that might exist. For instance, we can work out what the temperature of the object we're seeing is. If we see a continuous temperature from one temperature to another one, then that's one thing. But if we see an object which looks like it has a spike at one temperature and then another discrete separate spike at another temperature, that indicates there's two separate objects, and in the middle there isn't very much. Now, because the temperature of the dust goes down as the dust is at a higher radius from the star, then you can tell roughly where it is. And that can be typical of planets. If a planet is orbiting in that position, it can eat up all the dust and sort of suck it all in. So we can try and infer things like that. In terms of understanding what it was like in the past, we can't really do much there. But what we can do using this survey is we're observing many different stars. So we can try and understand how things have developed by looking at multiple systems, all of different ages, and compare how each one looks. If all the stars at one characteristic age have one feature and that feature doesn't exist in younger stars, you can possibly infer that's an evolutionary artifact.
And are you seeing heterogeneity in this debris?
Our survey is still only actually 80% complete at the moment, and because it's an unbiased survey, until we have everything, we can't be too sure. We are seeing trends that are looking quite interesting, but it's something which we're looking into developing shortly. Once we've got all of the data, once we really understand our data, we should be able to pull these different trends out.
You've already mentioned we have our own asteroid belt, which is almost certainly going through very similar, if not the same, processes. Is it possible that a hypothetical alien life looking at us from a far distance would also be looking at the debris from our own asteroid belt and could come to the same conclusions?
Yeah, that's very likely. I mean, we don't quite reach the limit of our own debris disk, but the solar system does have a debris disk. What we're actually looking at in most of these stars is actually a Kuiper belt analogue, and a Kuiper belt is a belt of asteroids, rocky particles, which are out at the very edge of our solar system, Pluto's effectively a Kuiper Belt object. And it's that belt which we're seeing in most other stars. We almost get down to a Kuiper Belt mass, and that is the dust mass you'd expect to see from our own Kuiper Belt in our survey, but we haven't got quite the sensitivity yet. There's a future project called the Spica Space Observatory, which is a Japanese-led project with ESA, European Space Agency, participation. The new instrument called Safari should be able to get us to that point where we can start to see extrasolar debris disks, which are analogous to our own.
That was Bruce Sibthorpe from the UK Astronomy Technology Centre.